This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 88. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
We are recording on Thursday afternoon. It is late.
It is a late one.
It is late. I hope you guys appreciate the show.
And there's a lot of moving pieces for Saturday for the pickleball challenge. A lot of things were taken care of, and we wanted to get this episode out to the biddies.
Well, it's Saturday's... It is right around the corner, and it's a huge pain in the ass. And we don't want to bore you guys with all the details, but I get endless notes here of everything that we need for Saturday. And
my head is spinning. I have a headache.
I know you do.
Hey, I was this close to getting a Coke Zero.
Yeah,
I wanted to treat myself because today.
Why wouldn't you treat yourself?
Because I. Now that you're...
Fit Valdez. I forgot. It's a whole new man.
I'm trying to give up soda. But that's why also I'm good. Actually, I need to go get a Don't Sleep because I'm exhausted.
Well, we have, a lot going on here on the show. We're just days away from the Pickleball Challenge, which is... it's upon us. It's happening.
It's basically here.
It started as a pipe dream for EB. We told him for years.
It was never going to happen.
We were lying to him saying, yeah, we'll do it. We had no plans of ever doing it.
We just thought the idea of it would go away. Never did.
But it's the sport has grown. EB's enthusiasm for it has grown. Jason is now saying he enjoyed playing pickleball. So here we are on the precipice of Saturday. And look, I'm satisfied. We had 160 people sign up for it. I think if, our company approved it when we wanted them to, we would have probably had an extra month to promote this.
And I think the numbers would have been higher. I'm very happy with the sign up considering we had 2 weeks of promotion.
But I'll tell you what, here's the best part about the pickleball challenge is this thing was originally scheduled from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
That was going to be a long day for the Bit Season boys.
That is the max time that we had if everybody signed up. But thankfully, that was just to protect us in case we wanted to be greedy and get as many people in there as possible. But this thing's going to end probably around 2 or 3 o'clock.
Like a conveyor belt of pickleball games.
Yeah. So, but look, I think if you did sign up and you're kind of wondering, it's going to be a good time. There's, you're going to play for at least 90 minutes to 2 hours in the very beginning, just playing different people. And then there's going to be court monitors who are surveying it and kind of
judging your skills.
And then after that, we'll go into a playoff tournament for the prizing. So, look, I think we got everyone's happy. The Pete Baroudi's happy, our tournament director. The only people who aren't happy are Draven Valdez. To be honest with you,
yeah.
The station's happy.
Yes, you know what? We're the martyrs of live events. Because we're carrying the load. We're like Atlas. We got the biggest pickleball on our back shoulders, lugging it around from the station to Meridian High School. That's what we are.
Yeah, it's also
I compare us to Jesus almost. Hauling the cross from Half Street to Meridian.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far, but it's called
hyperbole. Work with me.
It is a pain in the ass. And look, I hope you guys are excited for it.
Yeah,
and
you know, it should be a great time. Capital Crab will have some food out there for everybody. Come up, say hi to us.
But here's the thing that we haven't done on the Junkies.
Yeah.
We haven't encouraged really people who aren't playing to come hang out.
That's true, too. And we've been so laser focused on the event itself and the brackets and the matchups and what time people are playing, who's playing whom and stuff like that. We haven't really said that, hey, if you're a fan of the Junks, you want to come out and make fun of Lurch playing pickleball, all for it. Yep. Or you want to come out and see the broadcast.
Yep. So
I'm sure Rom will be there with his broken foot begging to be on air. So, I guarantee you, bad foot and all, Rom will somehow try to play.
No, he won't play, but he'll run on the court during one of the Junkies matches.
The ball boy?
Yeah, he'll steal. Yeah, he'll do a bit.
Of course he will.
Right. All right, so before we get too far into the show, we want to tell you guys that it's summertime. We've earned vacation, and now that it is a two-man show, no Stallion, no AWOD to bail us out. Here's what's really going on. Valdez is taking like a 3-week vacation. And I'm not even lying to you. You will soon find out.
Drab loves to vacation shame, but I will be gone Tuesday of next Tuesday will be my last day, and then I will return Friday. Not the Friday of that week, but the following Friday. So I will, yes, basically be out for two bit season shows. And then the week following, Drab will be out.
Let's not gloss over
the fact that you will be out.
I'm out for literally like three corporate work days. I'm out the 4th of July week. All right. And I'm going home and it's a quick turnaround. Valdez is abusing. He's doing a July 4th wraparound of something. He's abusing the system.
It's in June.
I know, but you're stacking. You know you have a bunch of days off in July as well. First of all, why are you're coming back on a Friday?
I'm coming back on a Friday.
You know that's not on the schedule.
No, I'm not coming back. No, I'm leaving South Carolina on Friday. I will not be working on Friday.
Oh, that doesn't count. You're trying to make it seem like you're coming. No. Okay. You are gone for 2 weeks from work.
I'm gone.
Don't try. I don't care what you do Friday to Sunday.
I'm gone. Hold on. Yeah. I'm gone 8 days of work. 8 days.
9 days.
Hold on. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's three.
Okay. You're right. Yeah. Monday. You said Tuesday. I got confused. All right.
Yes. But I will be in on Tuesday. Yes. Eight days of work.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know why Valdez has what he's going like on a friggin' European vacation or something. I have no idea then why he's gone for 2 weeks, but he is. And so look, I'm not going to do a show by myself. I'm not that entertaining. I don't even like myself, and I can't get Stallion to do a show with me anymore. So who am I going to talk to? He gave one of the Junkies in here. They don't want to do that. So this is what we've decided.
We've decided and okayed.
We've got management and
sponsors.
Yeah. We're taking a summer break. And a summer break, we're taking a month off. We're taking 4 weeks off from next week until after my vacation. So I think we'll start again around July 15th, somewhere around there, whenever that Thursday is around that.
Yes.
July 13th, I think it is.
Yes. Don't be sad. Go re-listen to your favorite episodes or go catch up.
Valdez will create a best of.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do a best of.
No, but actually, it's kind of exciting. Valdez and I, we told you a couple weeks ago that we were kicking some ideas around.
I think the break is going to be well worth it for the biddies. When we come back, we should have a pretty big... I don't know if you wouldn't say an announcement, but the wheels are in motion for some pretty big things.
Here's what I know is not part of this announcement is Valdez's latest idea called Fit Season. And when I tell you the guy is obsessed, he's obsessed.
Hold on. Don't mock me. You got a lot of praise last week. I want to tell you about your praise.
I know you're jealous.
I've been seeing it.
You are actually incredibly jealous.
The amount of praise. Flabby Drab needs his hand held for fitness, and then all of a sudden he shows an ounce of vulnerability, and then everyone comes to his aid to go say, "Oh, Drab, you're just like me. We need to figure out how to fit in our jeans better."
I want to thank the biddies out there. I've seen the messages. I've seen
I know,
the tweets.
Trust me. He takes the phone and he's reading them off to me every break. He's rubbing it in my face.
I can't.
Like a dog that just in the living room.
Valdez, I don't have time to respond to all of them. It's overwhelming, but you have touched me and letting me know that I have motivated you to start your fitness journey. And this is what I love the most about it. Valdez has been in the gym every day for a year and nobody cares.
I know.
I hadn't even lifted one barbell.
Drab thinks about lifting and then all of a sudden everyone thinks he's Jack LaLanne.
I hadn't done one sit up yet and I'm motivating the masses.
I know. What can I say? The people love Drab.
I don't know if it's the people love Drab, but I struck a chord with people out there.
That's what it was, is your vulnerability from Live Golf. All of a sudden, right. It registered with all of our listeners.
So I told Valdez, I was sharing all the tweets with him and the messages from people.
Yes.
The people are basically saying, hey, let's get fit together.
Yeah.
And then Valdez goes, why don't we start a club called Fit Season, where we all hold each other accountable. And
I thought this was a good idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
Because I've been holding.
We can workshop it.
Hey, I want you to be honest.
What?
I've been doing my best to hold you accountable for the last 2 weeks since you've thought of your fitness journey.
My new friend Cork has been holding me accountable. But you have asked me when I come in the morning, hey, how was your workout?
Yeah.
And I usually
lie.
I lie and say, you know. It was, I did one.
Oh, man, my quads really burn.
No, I did. I did not work out last night. I already pissed off my new trainer.
No, that was my harebrained scheme, idea, is that we have a Fit Season journey where all of us are in it together to get out of XL and double XL clothing.
Or triple XL or 4X, whatever you're at.
Get out of those 42s back into some 38s.
So Valdez, this is what he wants to start, a Slack. Okay. He actually already created one.
Well,
he already sent me an invite.
By the way, I don't like you lying to my face telling me how great of an idea it was and then spinning it last second.
We like to hash these things out on there. Maybe it is a great idea where Valdez and
whoever feels tubby with us.
Yeah.
Somebody is
sending a daily workout. Right. I don't know if it's Cork. I don't know if it's somebody else, like, or, you know,
it's a way of all of us checking in on each other.
It's a private club where
it is
you can join and send messages of encouragement or self-deprecating.
Yeah. Or share some easy healthy recipes that you're cooking that day.
Yeah, I know.
So Drab can see it as he's stuffing his face with nachos.
And Valdez wants me to post.
I thought we're so exclusive that we share our shirtless selfie before pictures.
No, because I don't trust the Junkies listeners. I know that if I post that shirtless picture that you have buried away deep in your files on your phone onto the Slack page, it will be on Twitter in 14 seconds. So that won't happen. And not until I feel better about my body. Maybe in 3 months where I'm like, that's the old Drab.
Okay.
But again, I have zero willpower. This is going to be... I met up with... We're giving away Potbelly gift cards. Okay. I met up with the local franchise guy, John Beckley, to pick up the gift cards. And he gave me cookies for my kids.
Uh-huh.
And I ate them on the way home. Those giant Potbelly cookies that are 500 calories a piece.
Hold on. So you ate your kids' cookies on the way home?
I ate one and a half of them.
They shared a half.
The twins had to split a cookie.
Oh my god.
They're still. I have a complete father of the year. Yeah, I have a complete lack of willpower. So maybe this fit season idea that is percolating.
I don't know. I was just trying. This is our problem. Is that we lack interaction with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we do a good job with it. When Adam was here, he was making videos and when we had Clary, he was helping with DMs and stuff like that. We try. We're not that good.
Well, we're just bad promoters.
Yeah, we are. We're bad promoters.
We read the messages and respond to them, but as far as promoting our show, we don't do the greatest job. So
we just kind of come in, do it, and then it's kind of the back of our mind after it's done.
Right.
You know, people are consuming it on the weekends. We're not promoting that. Go ahead and listen Saturday morning or anything like that.
I've never seen Matt Valdez tweet about bit season.
From my personal account?
From your personal account. I think you're ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed.
Because usually, here's what I do.
Episodes up. Or something like that.
I retweet Adam Epstein, who always...
I know. I rely on Adam.
I rely on Adam to tweet about bit season, and then I'll retweet Adam.
You know what? It's too much of a hassle to copy a link. It really is.
Right. Well, look, we're going to take a break. I think it'll be good for us. Look, we've done 88 episodes pretty much every single week. And it'll be good for us just because the way our vacation works out that we won't be here.
Look,
and no one's going to enjoy a solo show.
We don't want to give you a mediocre show.
Yeah, we'd rather give you nothing.
Let's be honest. Do you really want to hear me for an hour straight?
No.
Exactly.
I don't. And nobody wants to hear me for an hour straight.
I've done it. It's hard.
Yeah, I don't know why you did it.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. When you're doing a show with Claire, you're basically doing an hour by yourself.
I know. But maybe he's gotten better. He's hosting the daily Nats podcast.
That was a cheap shot.
No, you said that immediately afterwards last time. All right. So look, we'll take a break.
It's a temporary hiatus. I'm sorry. You'll miss out, but we feel your pain.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you listening thus far and coming back when we're all together.
We're going to recharge our batteries.
Yeah. We need some R&R. two-week R&R.
Yeah, but
you're gonna be better. Oh, you also approved my vacation in September.
Again, when I told you guys that where we are now having to track Valdez's vacation, it's gotten to the point where he's abusing the system again, and we're gonna have to start tracking it. So we're up to 8 days already.
Eight, and then I think I'll have a total of 12.
So that's another week.
12 vacation days. That's it.
No,
I'm not doing Christmas.
He always says that.
No, I'm not doing
he always
Christmas.
Says it. He always says
Christmas.
It, and then takes 4 days.
No, I am not doing Christmas.
Okay.
I will be here.
Somebody remind us.
You can do an entire lake. What is it called? Loon Lake.
Yeah,
you can do an entire 2 week Loon Lake getaway for Christmas.
You
Christmas on the lake. And I will be here manning the ship.
I will be in Loon Lake in a month. Or not even, yeah, a month. And I don't go to the lake house in December.
I'm just saying. Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Was this whole fitness journey of yours a crash course because you know you're going to have to be shirtless at Loon Lake?
No, I don't care about that. My brothers are big fatties.
All right.
Yeah, I fit right in.
Okay.
No, they're not. I mean, they're fine. They're just like me.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's nothing to be ashamed about with the Cahill clan. There will be milkshakes. There will be so many hot dogs and all kinds of crap. It's going to be a pig outfit.
Make sure you send that picture in the fit season Slack of you double fisting glizzies.
Yeah, definitely. Have you noticed that cakes cannot talk about hot dogs?
Hot dogs and not say glizzy. I know.
It's actually a weird obsession thing that he has. I was noticing it the other day.
Well, you know, it's very cakes like.
Why is that?
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Because
it's his brain. It's Pavlov's dog.
It's a Pavlov's dog because
as soon as he hears hot dog, glizzy. Boom.
I know. We got to test him. Let's test him tomorrow on the show. Okay, you and I
just bring up hot dog. Oh, hey, no, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I know exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna say, I can't wait to get a hot dog at the turn for Purple Heart, and then I bet you a dollar, Cake says
Oh, Iglesias. Yum, yum, yum.
All right. Or Valdez will talk about his vacation and say, I'm looking forward to having some hot dogs.
That
and
cakes.
He'll go, you're going to have some glizzies? There's something going on with cakes where... He doesn't care.
He does that with other stuff, too.
I know, but it's so random. Like, he doesn't care about being hip or cool. First of all, I don't think... Are people still saying glizzy?
I don't think so. I think it's out.
It's like saying getting jiggy with it. So, he's using old slang and trying to be cool. And it's just a part of his brain where if he hears hot dog, he says glizzy.
No, he's like that with the sound machine. Somebody says something and he finds the corresponding $5,000 clip to go with $5,000. That's exactly what it is.
I've noticed lately that John Paul has been pointing out the sound machine to cakes. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
JP is saying, is doing the impressions himself. Or if you'll say, I would have thought you would have hit the sound machine on that one.
He's being
a sound machine monitor, actually.
I like that.
You like it because you want more sound effects?
I love sound machine. I need more sound machine.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do on your vacation. Oh. I am going to take all those sound effects that you are hoarding for yourself that I've complained about, and I'm going to put them in the sound machine.
You are.
And I'm going to strip you of everything but the fart sound effect. Because the last couple of years, all the sound effects, Valdez is hoarding them for himself.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know if we have the capabilities to put them in the sound machine.
This thing, you plug one cord into this thing and a hole, they might melt down. They're 20 years old.
It might cause a fire in here. And then all of a sudden, it'll look like Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, it's like whenever they, I don't know if this will make sense to you, but whenever they create a new console for video games, they have to start over from scratch because, like, none of the code transfers. Uh-huh. So, like, I know that if we buy a new instant replay machine, the one that was built in the last 10 years, none of the stuff will transfer. It's not compatible. It's
like
so
the
old.
Audio quality.
Yeah, it's so old. They just won't transfer over. It's going to melt. We'll lose it forever. So it's best just to leave it as is until it dies.
Well, I've been compiling all the old stuff in case it crashes.
Well, yeah, you've been hoarding. You're hoarding you're hoarding the new sound effects, the mommy, and anything that's been addressed the last few years. Valdez hoards it for himself. And I'm going to fix that. Me and Michael Marr. Be prepared for Lurch to say Michael Marr.
Marr.
A million times the next 2 weeks.
Hey, be prepared for better music.
Hey, Michael Marr is an elite DJ.
I'm not doubting that. You know why I play the same songs over and over again?
No, I don't really think about it. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
I don't
me.
Even notice the songs that
it
you
doesn't
play.
Bother me either. I probably play the same 30 songs every a week.
I know. I think the listeners know, but I don't. I'm not paying attention.
This is a strategic move on my part.
Okay.
You realize if I start taking requests, all right?
From Lurch or
any of the junks, or we're doing theme days, or I need to hear The Cure this on this for this and all that.
Yeah.
That the show will turn into a request line.
It's going to over. Yeah.
You don't understand this. It will.
I understand.
It will overpower the show. The entire show will be who sings this? What's this from? Man, I remember that song, and then a 10-minute diatribe about that, and then another 5 minutes trying to discuss what we're going to play next, all right? And you will get 12 segments of analyzing the song instead of content we're supposed to do for entertainment.
You know what? You are spot on, and you know the junks very well, and it happens even when we were playing old songs, you know?
Yes.
And somehow. So you're right. Dude, let's just play the old classic hits.
Yeah, we'll just play the numbers. Yeah, we'll play the numbers just because I can predict the future.
Okay.
I know for a fact that will happen.
All right.
The show will turn into the request line.
Let's talk about last week we didn't talk a lot about behind the scenes stuff for the Junkie Show. We were kind of doing our own thing. But let's talk about the segment, the most interesting segment of the show today. And this is just this was a P1. This is for inside radio stuff. Blue Shorts is call into the Junkies. Somehow Blue Shorts, and I love him, who was laid off from this company recently, was allowed and was able to promote a podcast for 15 minutes on our show today.
A paid podcast.
A paid podcast on Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, he basically got a 12-minute infomercial.
He got a commercial. What do you think Darren Rovell always tweets about? Like, oh,
how much was that time worth?
How much was that time worth that we gave Blue Shorts?
I'm going to guesstimate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guesstimate 15,000.
15. Well, maybe for like a real company.
Yeah, with a real company.
I doubt they got $15,000 worth of signups.
No. But no, with a real company.
I really hope that they got
a couple signups,
a few signups. And I love Shorts, and I know that him and Othello are super excited about doing the show, and they're having a good time about it.
What do you think about the phrase June Keys?
That actually is making me laugh. I can't stop.
It makes you smile.
It's written
right
down here, and every time I see it, it's making me laugh. I don't know why. It's so stupid. But now it's going to, the junkies are going to start calling it the junkies, you know.
I guarantee
it's well done by Shorts.
I guarantee you we steal that in some capacity.
100%. And never people will long forget about where it came from.
Uh-huh.
And junkies.
Were you surprised that Jason okayed his appearance?
Yes.
That was very surprising.
What? I don't know. First of all, that's a great booking by them.
And it was smart
because
air. It's smart if you ask him off air, he will decline, and it's very easy to decline. But if you ask him on air, and he realizes everyone from the show except Drab is doing, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of has to do it.
Well,
they backed him into a corner.
Well, first off, I have been asked numerous times to be on the show. I always tell them I got to get it approved.
Okay.
All right. Because no one respects that policy around here. You have to get approval to do other podcasts.
Okay.
Especially one where they talk about things that happened here in the radio station.
Uh huh.
And so that was the first thing. And then they wanted me to be. Othello asked me, well, he goes, can you come on in 5 minutes? And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to get in trouble for to go on your podcast. I love you guys, but I'm not going to get in trouble with it. Come on in 5 minutes. And it was like their second episode. Okay. While Shorts was sobbing and being angry at the radio station. I didn't want any part of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can stay away. That's like a nuclear explosion. You got to wait for that radiation to settle.
Yeah. And then, he goes, Valdez is coming on. June 9th, Friday night. And I'm like, he goes, can you come on with Valdez on that show? And I'm like, I'm so stressed out about the pickleball thing. The last thing I want to do is add something else to my plate.
Trust me, I put
at
a
10
lot,
p.m. at night.
I put a lot on my plate.
Can I tell you? I think you botched it.
I did.
You botched it. You didn't think about it. That was the night before, and you're waking up at 5.
I think we're going to record earlier, especially if Jason's going to come on. So that way, I'm not doing a podcast till 11 and then have to be at the pickleball.
Oh, you're doing the show with Jason tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize Jason's also doing it.
Yeah. Well, Jason might call in for, this is my guess. Jason will pop in for maybe 10, 15 minutes and then I'll be there for the entire show and then they'll post it whenever.
I gotcha.
It'll be after.
Is it going to be better audio quality than Shorts' call today? Shorts doesn't respect radio.
I know.
How does he not?
I expect radio lifers to understand the importance of audio quality.
First off, you do a pre-call with somebody else to test your connection.
Uh-huh.
Shorts, I'm pretty sure he's using that dumb headset, his earbuds that he uses on the show that sounds terrible, and it sounded like he was calling from Mars.
He said like promoting like his he was show. Underwater.
He should have had Othello call. Othello.
Yeah. Why is Ashburn? And then he texted me.
That made no sense.
I would think a data center would help your connection.
No, sure. It doesn't make it. That literally made no sense. The data centers and cell towers have nothing to do with each other. What Shorts doesn't understand is that he should be on Wi-Fi calling when he's in his house.
Great point.
And he doesn't understand that. We had to sit through 12 minutes of wondering of what Shorts was trying to say.
So they asked me to come on, and I made the condition. Well, number one, they were great because they wanted to work around the schedule because they knew. Because I told them I had the pickleball the next day.
Well, what else they got going on? Othello's busy. Shorts is looking for jobs. Shorts should be able to record anytime you ask.
But also my caveat to it was, hey, I want to do this in person. Like, I don't want to be on a connection.
Oh, you're going in.
So I'm going in studio. in-studio visit.
So this is another show about the Junkies.
Basically.
This is an outside baseball.
Outside baseball.
show behind, you know.
Yeah.
Outside the window.
Is there an example of a show about the show that's about the show? Because this is it.
I don't think so, but that's as close as you're going to get. Now, the Junkies are supportive, and they've been, you know, those two guys love the Junk. So but I think it was a good idea. Well, it was a good marketing plan by them.
It was great guerrilla marketing.
Because the people that are going to subscribe to their show, are people that listen to Junkies or Duke's show or anything like that.
You'll be happy. When we confirmed it, I made sure that they would plug Bit Season when I came on. Kind of like when John John Feinstein makes us plug his book.
It's the same audience. No offense to those guys, but nobody's listening to their show who hasn't already listened to Bit Season and vice versa. Or Duke's show or the Junkies.
It's the same ecosystem.
It's the same 200 people.
The same ecosystem.
No, I actually I blew someone away yesterday.
I told them
how many downloads we got.
Oh, you did?
In a good way. Bit Season gets a lot of downloads. I don't know.
It's surprising.
It is the most downloaded. You could say it.
It's the most downloaded
Junkie segment of the week.
Yes.
Now, it's not really exactly a fair playing field because there's 12 Junkie segments a day. And I'm sure if the Junkies put out one show segment, it would be 100 times ours. But as far as the corporate people think, we're superstars.
Yeah, they do.
Because we're putting out this episode that gets a ton of downloads.
They see Bit Season on an Excel spreadsheet and they get horny.
Yeah, I mean, it gets like Stephen A. Smith numbers.
they say, how is this dumb show?
They don't understand it, which I love. And they're trying to get other markets to do the same thing. But
I love the fact that corporate takes our show and then puts it on a sound system in front of a boardroom and says, we need FAN to do this.
Yeah, it was pitched to pitched to Boomer Esiason's producers and people. You should be doing a show about Boomer's show.
You should do this show.
And they do. They actually do. I don't know about any of the other markets, but only Junkies listeners can make something like this work because it's not just a solid sports show, you know, where we talk baseball.
Oh my God!
You know, so you guys care about our lives, and
you think we think you're into weird entertaining,
stuff.
And
you're into weird stuff. Hey, can I tell you? I just remembered why I'm mad at you.
Okay.
Do you have any idea why I'm mad at you? This isn't exactly have to do with what we're talking about, but I don't want to forget it. And it's not on our rundown.
No, but I'm scared.
You never
noticed that Draft loves to air his grievances with me live on air.
Well, where else am I going?
I know.
All right, I'm actually mad at you, and I'm in complete disagreement.
Okay.
And you know when somebody says, "No offense, but."
Well, you should get ready to take offense, yes.
You should get ready. Valdez did his version of that the other day.
Oh, boy.
And I don't even know if he knows what he said. But he said, hey, I don't want to you to take this the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
But I manage my time so much better than you. I couldn't believe Valdez said that to me. I don't even know what that means or why he thinks that.
I think I do.
Why? What were we talking about?
I think we're talking about your workouts.
Okay, yeah, the workouts. Yeah,
and you're saying sometimes I'm so busy and I miss it and I don't...
You leaving work early to go work out is you not managing your time better than me. That doesn't count. Me working a full 8-hour day, 9-hour day.
Whoa.
But, you know, Valdez, I'm an amazing time management person. I there's not one person more who gets done in 24 hours in a day than me. I'm from sunup to sundown. Valdez is watching every Netflix show there is. He's cooking 2-hour long dinners. This guy's got more time than anybody on the planet
to serve hours long.
To serve himself. My life sucks. My life is not any fun. I wake up at 3:50. I come to work. I'm making my lunch. I'm getting in the car. I drive. I have to drive an hour to work. Valdez has got a 10-minute commute. He's just sitting there. He's making himself eggs for breakfast every morning.
I make that the night before.
Okay. There's not a Netflix show he's missed.
Well, I'm up on pop culture.
Somehow he's out of here. I don't know exactly what time he leaves, but
I'm out of here by 11-ish.
On a late day, Valdez is out of here by 11-ish. Okay, I don't want to put all your business out there, but it's a good thing you're not punching a time card, I'd say. All right, but he gets his work done. So there's never any complaints about, like, oh, Valdez didn't do his work. But he somehow is at the gym half hour before his workout class. Quirk told me that you're stretching, you're the first one there for the noon class.
So. I am always the first one there.
All right. Meanwhile, I'm here. I'm burning the midnight oil. I got an hour commute home. I'm staying up late. I know I do take a nap.
Well, that's the problem, is that you're napping.
That's not a problem. I'm reloading for the second half of the day. Okay?
Your second day?
My second day. See, this is when when I'm taking a nap to get ready for my second you know, part of the day, Valdez is prepping his bed so he can go to bed at 7 o'clock at night. You said that you make it sound like I'm so overwhelmed by the day that everything is just slipping past me and I need assistance.
No, I don't. No, 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 no. You're taking this the wrong way.
Can I
rebuttal?
And I look, I'm not blaming you for not having kids. That was my decision.
No, yes.
Okay, my decision.
No, I was just saying.
No, hold on. My life is complete hell. I want you to think about literally being in hell. Okay. With Satan himself.
You're really selling the joys of fatherhood.
Okay. From 5:01 until 8 p.m., my life is hell.
I need some appreciation because I know you can't say this to your wife.
No, I can't. I can't.
So I'm letting you.
You're letting me vent.
I'm letting you vent on me. Right,
okay.
Now. I'm letting you dunk on me.
My wife works at a daycare.
Yes.
She's so tired of kids when she comes home from work at 5 o'clock.
I know. It's your turn.
It's my turn. Even though I already worked a full day.
I know. It's your turn.
It's my turn. And every married guy out there knows exactly how I feel.
And I'm not saying your wife does this, but people think that this job is a Mickey Mouse job where you get to go have fun in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No, but we do have fun, but we have other stressful parts of the day.
Yeah, there's other responsibilities that a lot of people don't get to see how the sausage is made.
Right. And then look, after the show, being the assistant brand manager, there's a thousand things at CK, I have planned.
And you took on that responsibility.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. For a very small bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I love being the APD. No, that wasn't being funny. That was it.
I know.
Okay. I don't have any, there's like not any, like I have, I enjoy my, I love my time with my kids, but it's every dad knows it's a pain in the ass. Okay. The crying, the biting, the sobbing.
Yeah. They're fighting with each other.
Yes. So the bath starts at 6:30. You think baths are fun? Baths are not fun. They're just screaming for mom.
Yeah, but that's bonding time.
It's bonding time. Yes. Yes. We're bonding in the screaming. Okay.
Yeah.
My kids are 2.5, two and three quarters. Hey,
should I be worried that you're going to dunk their heads under the water?
No. No,
I don't know. You came across pretty angry.
No. I'm frustrated by your comment. You make it seem like I'm just going home and just watching the NBA finals all night or something,
staring at daisies.
Yes. So then, so dinner.
Okay.
Walking around, playing.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm taking you through my night. Right. You're gonna have to suffer through this. Okay. So let me through this. That's a 6:30 to 7 or so is bath, getting them ready for bed, brushing teeth, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. From 7 to 8 o'clock. Is the worst part of hell. That's where they won't go to sleep and they're kicking the door and screaming my name, Daddy, Daddy, for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I have to go back in there 100 times because they're manipulating me.
Uh-huh.
And I know they're throwing the milk across the room. Yes, they still drink milk. You judge away. I don't care. They're throwing the milk across the room. They're just playing me until they've screamed so much in that hour until they finally pass out, God willingly, around 8:15. Okay, then you think, oh, then Drab,
finally,
can,
peace and
Drab
quiet.
Can go yeah, make yeah. dinner. No, no, then my wife needs attention, okay? Because she, you know, she's all rested up become 8 o'clock now.
The third child.
Yes, the third child. Now, then she needs my attention, okay? I am literally working myself to the bone until 10 o'clock at night. And then I have to come into work and tell Valdez, tell me I don't manage my time well. Yeah.
And then you have me asking about your workout.
Yes. Yeah. Why did you and Cork? Hey, you skipped today. Oh, I'm adding an extra 20 minutes of cardio onto your routine tonight. Have fun. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm working out now too. So nothing's fun.
No. All right. Number one, I apologize that you have such a hectic day. Number two, I guess I should rephrase it that I think I am so elite budgeting my time that that even though you budget yours well, it still doesn't hold a candle to what I do with my time.
I don't know if I budget my time well. I'm committed. I have commitments.
I'm not saying you're sitting there with your thumb up your ass looking figuring out what you're going to do, but I feel like if you gave me an hour and you gave you the same hour and we had a list of 100 tasks, all right, I would do more of those 100 tasks than you. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, mine would be more thorough and properly done.
The challenge is quantity, right. Not quality.
Right. What Netflix show are you watching right now?
FUBAR.
FUBAR? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What, Yellow Jackets, did you finish that?
Yeah, I finished that. Season finale.
Yeah. Valdez is the guy that when something comes out on a Friday, by Monday, he's binged the whole thing. And if an episode drops on Sunday night, he's watching it Sunday night. So you better...
Untrue. I can't stay up and watch the Succession or Yellow Jackets.
Okay, if it comes out at 9 p.m., you usually wait until the next day.
Yes.
After your workout.
Yes, I will watch it on Monday or Tuesday. Did that feel good?
Hey, no, it did feel good. But can I? You give me. I didn't even let you know that I even flinched when you said that. I didn't even blink. I just took it.
You just stuffed it deep down inside in the recesses
and said, "Remember that on Thursday when something gets you going and you're annoyed to let Valdez know that you're pissed off that he said that he manages his time better than you."
Hey, you know what? I'm willing to offer. You're a good friend.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. This is what I'm willing to do for you.
Right.
I will take Blake and Tinsley off your hands for a day.
They would eat you alive. They would literally chew you up and spit you out.
No,
I
would take them to a park and tie them to a tree and let them run around like a dog until they get tired and then bring them back to you. And then all of a sudden they're passed out at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Would you like that? I will take them off your hands for a day.
I would love for you to come over on a Saturday and take them for 3 hours.
I can't. I got golf in the morning.
Okay, exactly. Hey, you know what? Your time management falls perfectly into the topic list of things people think they're good at, but not.
Hey, when we come back, well, that was a topic on the show this week. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to get into that.
Okay.
Also, we need to talk about the development in the Purple Heart Open on Monday. Our big spankings.
Yeah.
And then also, we have some thoughts about the wildfires and the haze that is just covering D.C. right now.
All right.
But before we go to break, we need to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I'm going to get one during the break. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season. It supports Matt and Matt. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES for an extra 10% off every order. That's not just your first order. That's every order. Follow and like them on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. I know Don't Sleep will have some swag and have a cooler full of them at the Pickleball Challenge on Saturday. So if you're out there, come say hi to us. Grab a Don't Sleep. You'll be hooked. I think it's better than Red Bull. And plus, you can get it at a 10% discount. So when we come back, we'll get into all of that.
Very cool. All right, we're back. Second part of Bit Season. It is actually so late here that Grant and Danny are going to be in here in a few minutes to start their show because the Nats game was postponed. And so I don't know if we can finish up the whole hour here, but we got a lot to get to, including the list of things people think they're good at, but they are not. I actually, were you tickled pink about how well that segment went this week, Valdez?
I was. I thought it went really well. I thought the guys...
You never know how they're going to respond to stuff.
Yeah. I thought the guys were kind of spot on with all of the stuff. My only thing I don't fit that they said that they were good at that I don't think they're good at is everyone was bragging how great at communication they were.
I know.
The guys are the worst at communicating things.
Maybe. In their personal lives with their wives.
I'm thinking in a show sense. I'm not thinking in their personal lives.
Not great communicators. Who's the best communicator?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I would say... I'd say cakes. Cakes or...
I'd say JP. JP is the best communicator because he'll let you know what he's... he has ideas for the show.
Yes. That's a fair point. Yeah. Is that he'll check
he cares,
in.
Yeah.
He has an idea. He'll check in and it may not be... It might be a minute we come back from break, but at least he's checking in about it and telling us that he wants to do it instead of on the fly asking about training camp. Or asking about press conferences and cuts like that.
So, yeah. I'll give JP credit. He's the best communicator. Sometimes over communicates, I'd say. But he is the other three not great communicators.
Jason, I would say least
for sure.
Eric, I think
terrible.
Eric's terrible too.
Yeah, and this is I'm being hard on them. We're just having fun, but they're not amazing communicators.
Not the best communicators.
Giving
either.
Good advice. EB says he pats himself on the back. I'm a great advice.
I would
giver.
Say Eric's really good in a one-on-one sense. If you came to him in a time of troubles,
mm-hmm.
all right, in a time of need, if you had a life crisis, I would go to Eric.
No.
Before anyone else.
Most people give terrible advice. EB's going to give you his distorted viewpoint, okay, whatever it is, his personal life experiences, whatever it is. That's what nobody gives good advice.
No, I think if I'm ever asking advice for mm-hmm. advice, that I'm down bad, as the kids mm-hmm. say, and I know Eric would basically would kick me until I got back up again.
Yeah.
So that's why I would go to Eric. Jason's pretty good too.
Jason, yeah, but I always feel awkward. Like, if we're talking about personal stuff, like you needed help with something, like, hey, I don't know what to say. I don't know, a career. Well, we work with them. Say relationship advice.
Mm-hmm.
Would I ask the guys for relationship advice? I don't know. I don't know if I would. Not just because, like, I'd feel like I'm bothering Jason with it. Cakes.
Yeah, Jason.
Cakes is afraid of conflict, so I don't want to bring
Jason
my...
Jason deep down likes that crap.
Yeah, but he likes gossip.
I know, that's why he
likes gossip. JP, you know, JP...
JP would try to
JP
help.
JP will listen, yes.
Yeah. He would do his best to help.
But then JP's going to, you know...
Here's the thing, is that when JP will be invested in what you have going on. Mm-hmm. Not saying that's a bad thing, but sometimes if you got something going on, you just want to hear the advice and then just let it go,
mm-hmm.
because you just want to get off your chest, kind of like what you did last segment.
Right.
JP would, and that's him being a good person or a good friend, is just trying to check in on you. But the constant checking in, I feel like would be not bothersome, but like you just don't want to rehash the stuff over and over again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Being a good listener was number one on this list. Eric, I'd say in that one-on-one thing that you're talking about, he can be a good listener. Cakes, again, afraid of conflict. Don't want, you know.
Do you know what I
was? Cakes is great at small talk. We've talked about that.
Yes, I know.
JP admitted that he was not a great listener.
I think he's underselling himself a little bit, but we all have selective hearing. But you know what was not on that list?
What?
And I think someone tweeted me, and it made a great addition to it, is everyone thinks they're amazing at sex.
They do.
I think a lot of people overhype themselves.
Oh god,
sex.
I'm terrible at sex.
I know. So yeah.
Well, that was just somebody bragging to let you know.
Not that they are. He says that people always claim to be good lovers.
Can I tell you that I had sex last night, and that the entire time I was just feeling so bad for my wife. I was just like, oh, she's clearly not enjoying this, and she's faking it. She's trying to make me feel good. There's no way she could be attracted to me. And yeah, I've been doing the same moves for the last. I learned when I was 19 years old.
Hey, you need some new moves,
right? You know, the only thing that's I'm better at, you know, is I can last a little longer these days.
You know what? You know what we need? Mm. We need a Slack where everyone gives their moves called fuck season.
All right. Yeah,
we'll
bedroom get tips. Bedroom tips.
Yeah, everyone give your best bedroom tips.
Uh huh.
All right, and then we all can come together and make a Megatron of sex.
Hey, that's very funny.
Hey, you know, it's like Seinfeld.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, he's stealing the move or whatever.
Stealing the move.
That's my move. Yeah.
That's my move.
Hey, you know what? Something that should have been on this list.
What was that?
Again, we're talking about things that people think they're good at, but they really aren't. Basketball.
That's a great one.
Thank you.
That is a great one.
Everyone thinks they're good at basketball.
Yes.
Or if it's always the starting five. If we had to make a starting five, and everyone's always saying that they'd be on the starting five of the company or the station or whatever it is. Most people suck at basketball.
They do.
And I'll even, you know what?
Draft is exhibit A of this, because all he talks about is how athletic he is.
Well, back in the day, you know, the junkies brag, and it's not even junkies related. Literally everybody thinks they're better at basketball than they really are. But if you haven't played high end basketball on a competitive level, and I'm not talking college basketball. Obviously Jason was good at basketball.
Yes.
So I'm going to take him out of this.
All right.
If you haven't played, at least for a big school in basketball, or a competitive like school, like private league that the Catholic schools are in.
Like a WCAC.
Yeah. Then you weren't, and it's all relative, I guess. Then you weren't good at basketball. If you didn't play on an organized, at least high school basketball team, you weren't good at basketball.
All right. Was I good at basketball?
I don't know. You always say you're good at basketball.
I was good at
basketball.
You always
basketball. Talk about, hey, I shut down Mike Dunleavy one time.
No, I say I played against Kevin Durant at Atlantic Cape Camps in New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. That's my brother who brags about shutting down Mike Dunleavy. I get confused. Thank you. Everyone thinks they're better at basketball.
Well,
here's
the thing is, I don't go around quoting my high school box scores.
I know.
That's what the people do is they live in the past. It's not just basketball either.
But everyone at a certain level, like.
No, this is why it's all
okay,
relative.
The Matha kids would laugh at anyone else thinking they were good at high school basketball, right?
Right.
Because you obviously weren't as good as the kids who played in that league. Anybody who played in college would probably laugh at the Matha guys and say, you think you're good at basketball? You didn't play college or, D1 or whatever it is. And so it just goes up from there. But compared to the average person.
No, this is why it's so hot to do. Mm. Is because... You can't compare now because even if you suck now, it doesn't mean you were good. You're sucked back then.
We have Air Bickle who thinks he's good. We have Awad who thinks he's good.
Oh, Awad. Awad's chief offender.
We have JP who thinks he's good because he always talks about he's a professional basketball player. Okay. He made a 3-pointer game.
He scored 12 points.
We have Valdez who says he shut down Kevin Durant.
I don't crow. I said I played against him, by the way. He scored like 8 points on me in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then we have an endless amount of other people here over the years behind the scenes who think they'd be on the station starting five. AJ Ataye, Danny Ruye.
Who's on your station starting five?
Kevin Schaefer. Okay, nobody else does that.
I know. The guy jumps from a trampoline and all of a sudden thinks he's Jordan. Who is on it?
Who's on what? The station starting five? Yeah. Well, now?
Yeah, now.
Well, now we're all old.
Well, all right. Say we're playing against old.
Now we're doing pickleball tournaments. Yeah.
Hey, you'll see everyone's athleticism on Saturday.
I think there's going to be a lack of athleticism.
Hey, you. Mm. This might be in poor taste, but if me, you, and the Junks play, all right, just say if we play, all right, if six of us, there's a good shot that one of the six people will tear something.
I am calling
it right now. Someone is going to tear something.
I am hoping for an injury.
You are?
I don't want anyone to be in pain, but I want to Joan.
All right, like what kind of injury? No, like twisted ankle?
No. Cakes tears his Achilles.
No. That would crush him.
No, and also pickleball is not that kind of sport. I wouldn't want that for Cakes. A torn hamstring, where it's like 2 weeks of tough recovery, 2 weeks of suffering.
I think if you tear your hamstring, that's kind of a big deal.
Grade one strain.
Dislocated kneecap.
Like Awad got injured playing wiffle ball. That makes me happy.
All right. It'd be nice if you tripped over your feet and bloodied your nose.
That would show a lack of athleticism. That's also why I'm not playing. I choose not to run. Nobody will ever know.
Hey, are we going to be partners if we're forced to play together?
I don't think we're going to play.
Too much going on.
Too much going on. We'll be there. I'm just worried about the broadcast going out, all that kind of stuff. So I don't really want to play.
Hey, speaking of playing, the Purple Heart Open is Monday.
Now that is my sport. I'm a golf guy.
All right. It's going to be JP, Cakes, Adam from MGM, who Cakes recruited, who apparently is a good player, and then a mystery player that JP is bringing against me, you, Cowboy Todd, and none other than Pete Haley.
Pete Haley, who plays golf with Valdez and JP on numerous occasions.
I played with Pete once.
I think it was a great idea by you to make it competitive because JP loves competitions. Cakes will go along with anything.
Uh-huh.
And
We need a bit.
And honestly, we were kind of in a bad position after Eric wanted the guys from New York to play, and then it just happened last minute. So it would have been a bad look if we said, no, we don't need that foursome
another foursome, and then we have to go turn it back to them.
Also, you have to tell Michelle the name, so I think...
I don't... Yeah, here's the thing is, I don't know the other names.
Oh, then we have to find out from JP who it is, because they make a whole list of all the people and everything. So you got to, we'll have to take care of that as we're handling show business here.
Are you prepared to take a paddle to the ass?
I will take a paddle to the ass. You taking a paddle to the ass is worth playing golf with you, Pete, and Cowboy Todd.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, a day with the boys is worth a paddle in the ass. And I'm also probably get yelled at by my wife when I get home at 7 o'clock, and she says I'll be in the doghouse there, too.
She'll whip you first, and then you'll get it the next day.
She'll scream at me, and then
What do you think about the integrity? We could have easily, I know a lot of golfers,
mm-hmm.
we could have easily stacked our team to play, to
beat those guys.
To not only beat Cakes and JP, but also contend for first place at the Purple Heart Open.
I know, you could have got two ringers as we created a new team, but you know me, and you know I would have complained about the lack of shtick.
You don't understand. This is Drab's big grand ball.
I wasn't even going to play this year.
Drab is like the Cinderella of golf right
No,
here.
I wasn't really feeling it this year. I wasn't going to play.
We got it for Eric and
my services were needed. And so the white knight, I came rolling in and said, yeah, I'll play. Don't worry about it. I'll dust off the clubs. And then Valdez goes, you know, we should make it a Bit Season versus Junkies competition. And then we'll pound each other's asses afterwards with a paddle. I'm like, all right. Sounds good to me.
You didn't seem that.
Hey, if Cowboy Todd is as horrible as he was last time and he's drunk, he has to come in here on Tuesday and take the paddle. Okay.
Hey, this is the caveat. If Cowboy costs us our chance to beat them,
mm-hmm.
he takes it for us.
Okay. He'd love it too.
Of course he would. You think he doesn't love attention?
Of course he does. That's why he called out of work within 5 minutes. I didn't even have to ask Cowboy. I already knew he was on the team. And then I told him, I said, hey, we created a slot for you. You're on the team on Monday.
We need to revamp the playlist too.
Oh, yeah. Country playlist for Cowboy Todd and Pete.
We got Pete. I think Pete likes emo music.
Oh, does he? All right. All jelly bean, or what's the guy?
Jelly roll.
Oh, jelly roll. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it now. I wasn't going to play because I'm trying to manage my time better. But you need me, so I will play on Monday.
Get ready for a 6-hour round.
Oh God, it's going to be so long. Hopefully,
Drab's going to stay for the dinner and the reception. So
no,
have to
that's
go home.
Valdez. That's Valdez.
I bought so many 50-50 raffles.
He's up for Valdez likes the sloppy chicken that they serve.
I think there's nothing like
buffet hot, chicken,
hot creamy clam chowder when it's 90 degrees out after a round.
All right, hey, I see Grant and they're outside the studio. We got to go. We wanted to get something on the books for today, but look, we're gonna take a break after this. Don't be mad at us. It'll be good for us.
Yes.
It will give us a chance to reset, come up with some new ideas for the show, come back better and stronger. In a month or so. So we'll let you know, but thank you for listening, and we'll see you back on the Junkies.
See ya.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.